when you first heard, were you surprised?
Yes, very surprised. I was actually at a trade show meeting, and at 8:30 at night, my cell phone rings, and it was Greg Davey. And he says that he wanted to let you know that you were inducted into the General Clinton Hall of Fame. And it was amazing. It's unbelievable.
Well, you've done the race 30 times, but I think more importantly to you, you started your daughter Miranda early on at the age of 8 paddling with you, and you have done it with her. Now, this year's going to be her 20th year. How does that make you feel as a dad?
Well, I like the sport because you can get your kids into it. I only have the one, but many of the people that paddle in the race have paddled the 70 at least once or twice with their kids, and it's just really great. And to be going for 20, it's almost unbelievable, because our goal after we did it like 5 was, well, maybe we can get to 10. And then she graduated high school right after the 10th, and then went to college, and I thought, well, we can still try it. You got time, you'll be home early, you know, the month of May, we can train, and then here we are, going on 20 years.
So, what about all the other work? I mean, there's so many people behind, you've been behind the scenes at this event a lot with everything from the dock work to, I mean, anytime anything was needed because of your construction business as well, you have always been there with the tools, the trucks, and given a big hand, and I think that's also so very much appreciated by the Regatta Committee.
Well, and I believe that was probably part of it. I remember when we were having the meetings in my shop, and Dick Davies brought it up that he wanted to do this for the 50th, and we all thought, wow, that's such a cool thing, that's awesome. Where, you know, now where are we going to find these people? And now here we are, the fourth year into it, and I'm one of those people, along with Mike Packard, because we were both on the committee and sat right there and through the whole thing.
So how long do you think you're going to keep on paddling?
This is probably a good chance to be my last one.
Are you just, tired, or do you life's getting busy?
Well, I'm getting tired and ending up at the chiropractor on Tuesday, and then takes a long week to get back. Some of that could be our conditioning. If we were to train like we used to, would definitely help the issue, but since we just get the boat out, we'll be getting the boat out tomorrow, and then we'll make sure it floats, make sure it's right, and then we'll be there on Monday morning.
Well, a lot of people think, all right, I'm going to hold off this year, or I'm going to not do it for a while, and then you start getting the bug again in a year or two or three. This is what I've been told a lot. What happens when that happens with you?
Well, like I say, I don't know if it'll be my last one, but my plan is right now, because I'm kind of into growing hops, and it's a busy time with our hops, getting them ready, and the barbecue business, and it's just, and like I say, it feels like, I know I'm not that old, but you do take longer to recover, and your body's says no. And the chiropractor says that you're going to keep coming back unless you do something different.
Well, congratulations, Rod. Well deserved. And we hope that Miranda follows suit and continues on with her paddling career and, with all the credit given to Dad.
Well, and not only to me, but to her also, because there was times where it was like, She was always enthusiastic over it, and which surprises me. I mean, 20 years of being enthused, to come hang out with Dad for all day on Memorial Day, and even when we were first starting, the first 10 years where we would travel all over the state and race every weekend, I mean, it's quite a unique family thing, and that's why I just think that every parent that's involved in the canoe racing should at least experience it once or twice with their own kids.
Well, congratulations and good luck with Hot Rod's Barbecue and with your future plans in river or not.
Okay, well, thank you very much.